This is News Talk 94.9 WSJM. 10 after 6, Ray Gustafson, Tim Dunai in the main studio here tonight for Robotics Roundtable. Brought to you by Kettering University. Think differently, learn differently at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Wausau Homes in Stevensville, redefining the building experience. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Luke Brown, Vicki Holt at True Blue Financial, independent, uncomplicated objective. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Lane Automotive, currently hiring in their distribution center. You can go to laneautomotive.com. Life is better at Lane. And Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics. And Tim Dunai joining me in the studio for Robotics Roundtable, as we do every Tuesday night here on WSJM. Tim, what a weekend. Holy cow, have you caught up on sleep?
I've caught up on sleep, and I'm almost caught up on all the work I need to get caught up on.
Yeah,
it was exactly. well worth it.
Yeah, now we talked yesterday morning a little bit about the big competition that took place here at St. Joe High School over the weekend. I was there, well, of course, we were there Thursday night for our broadcast. I stopped by briefly on Friday, but then I was there for several hours on Saturday. Tim, I had to park like three blocks away on Saturday because there were so many cars. How many teams were competing last weekend?
We had 40 teams from across the state of Michigan competing, including from the UP, we had the Uber Troopers. So I don't want to hear about how you had the long look for a parking spot. They drove 10 hours to get here.
Wow, that was amazing. So give us kind of a quick recap of what went down over the weekend before we get into tonight's show.
So the weekend event, we had St. Joseph event. There were three other events that happened across the state of Michigan. We are now entering our third week of competition. So 8 competitions have been completed. Still we have 26 competitions that will happen up until the state championship. So at St. Joe, a lot of excitement. We've got kind of a rundown of awards, but out of the 15 awards that the judges decide, 7 of those awards went to area teams. Some of our Sunset Coast Robotics Alliance members, including our two teams that are here tonight, we'll let them kind of talk about the awards that they won. And then out on the competition floor, a majority of our Southwest Michigan teams also ended up in the Alliance selection, which are the top 8 teams overall get to pick an alliance of 2 additional robots. And we'll let the students talk a little bit about that process and the excitement of being either an alliance captain or waiting on the other side to have somebody choose you as an alliance member.
All right, so we're live right here on the radio tonight on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. If you'd like to follow along, we are on Facebook Live as well right now. You can go to WSJM News Facebook page, and we've got a camera set up in the studio. Everybody can wave at the camera real quick, so if you want to do that. And also, the cool thing about being on Facebook Live is if you've got a question or a comment or a shout-out or something you want to make to some of the students, post it on there. We'll try to answer your question. If you say something on there, we'll try to read it on the air as well. So go to WSJM News Facebook page and post a comment. And share the Facebook Live, please. This is all about promoting the kids. So please share that with everybody as you can. Tim, who do we have in the studio tonight?
So with us tonight, we have Team 2474, Team Excel, out of the Niles community area, and then also CW Tech Robotarians, encompassing multiple communities. That's Team 2959. And we've got plenty of students in the room. It's kind of a packed house. I think we're going to need to put into the budget to see if we can expand the size of the studio as the Robotics Roundtable continues to take off. But we have 2 of the mentors. We'd like to do is talk a little bit with the mentors about their involvement with the students, maybe how they became involved, and some of the benefits you see for the students, and then also for yourselves. So to my left, representing Team 2474, Michael, I'll let you introduce yourself a little bit deeper there.
Yes, I'm Michael Bakerson. I joined the Team Excel 2474 last year. My son introduced me to the team, and they needed to have a little more help on the mentor aspect to fill in. And I joined, and I really didn't know what I was getting myself into at that point in time.
So you just succumbed to it right now, and now you know what you're in for?
Yes, yes. I have, and also my wife has also. She is used to not seeing me whatsoever since 7 weeks ago. So.
What's your background? What do you do during the day when you're not doing robotics?
I am a designer and builder of homes and additions in the Niles, Mishawaka area. So I just bring my skills in the aspect of building to the team.
So the first time you were approached about participating, because I'm thinking building versus robots. Yeah. What was your thought? Like, how can I add to this, or where did you think you would fit in?
Initially, when I signed on, I was just going to be building the task, what for climbing, that sort of thing. That's what I was just stepping on to do. But shortly after that, I learned that I was going to be a little bit more of an aspect of the team.
Pretty much when they give you a sweatshirt, then that means you're just whatever the team needs, correct?
I think the sweatshirt was more just to keep me on than anything else.
Actually, it's got a tracking device in it. I'm probably quite certain of that. So, to your left, we'll let this young man introduce himself.
Hi, my name is Dale Quatrin.
Hold that mic. Okay. Go, Dale.
My name is Dale Quatrin. I am a teacher at Coloma High School and Bridgman High School, and I teach drafting, CAD, and engineering.
And interestingly enough, because I know this, what is your degree in? You're Dr. Q, but what is your doctorate in?
My doctorate is actually in anthropology with a specialization in Latin American archaeology and a master's with a specialization of Eastern North American archaeology.
So that pretty much ties, I mean, you guys, the two of you, who would have thunk it, right?
Yeah, that's what when I came out, I went, I want to be part of a robotics team. That was, yep.
So some years down the road, someone will find you doing an archaeological dig, and they'll find you clutching a robot and wonder how that was all tied together. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with FIRST, because actually, I've been in this since 2011, and you were probably one of the first people that I met and said, this thing is awesome. And you kind of said, yeah, the kid's drinking the Kool-Aid. So.
Oh, yeah. But the way this started was I actually was part of an advisory committee for all of the drafting in Bering County. And I was talking to one of the other members, Dave Goodenough. And at that point, the superintendent of Coloma Schools came in. She just started, and she was talking about this robotics program from the school she came from. And I was talking to Dave Goodenough about this, and we talked about it for a couple years. And at one point, the owner of Edgewater Automation, Rick Blake, received a letter from Jennifer Granholm, who was the governor at the time, asking for businesses to help support the growth of this robotics program. And Dave called me up and said Rick was interested in supporting a team and wanted to know if I wanted to start a team. And I said, definitely. And that was 10 years ago. And Dave and I have been tied together at the waist. Both our wives wear buttons that say robotics widows during the season. And we've grown a little grayer in the last 10 years, but it's been a pretty amazing ride.
No, you've matured a little bit there. We don't say that, yes.
The question is did the robotics gray you? That's the question.
I blame it on the students in the classroom, but they don't accept that either.
Yeah, probably not. So tell me a little bit about the makeup of your team, because that's quite a unique story.
Yep, we started off at Coloma with just 8 students, 7 of whom were seniors, and we went to our first event, which was up in Traverse City, and as any rookie team knows, has experienced this, you walk into that first event and you go, oh my gosh, we thought we knew what we were doing. And at that point, there were only 109 teams in Michigan. We are now
508 teams.
Yep. So you had a bunch of teams up there at Traverse City that had been around from the very beginning. And so a lot of real veterans going on. So we were really overwhelmed. And I thought, Little Coloma cannot support this by themselves. So I, being the brilliant kind of guy I am, I went to the one school that was a 100-year rival of Coloma and pulled them in, and then that wasn't good enough. So I
Ba-dum-bum, good
enough. Yeah. inside joke there, Dave Goodenough. Anyway, went to LMC, and their multi-year rival, Michigan Lutheran, pulled them in. And so we've had multi-schools as part of our team, which is an absolutely fantastic. It's an amazing experience watching these students from rival schools come together as rivals at the beginning, and by the end of the season, they're a unit.
I would say probably at the end of I've witnessed it as an outsider at the end of the school year, and then at the end of their high school careers, they no longer are just teammates. I've witnessed them as family members to each other. We're going to go ahead and step away to the first break, right, Ray? And then when we come back, we'll start talking to some of the students about that dynamic.
Yeah, we'll take a break here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. You're following us on Facebook Live. If you've got a comment or a question or something, pose it there. Amber chimed in, Tim, and said, Timmy, the first robotics god.
that's one of our judges.
Is that one of your judges?
One of the judges.
All right, we'll take a break. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. Ray Gustafson, Tim Dunai. Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes of Stevensville, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown, Vicki Holt from True Blue Financial, Lane Automotive, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We're also on the air tonight. We're on Facebook Live if you'd like to follow along. We've got a camera set up in the studio. You can see the teams that we have in the studio tonight. We've got a couple of comments. Tim, do we want to read some of these? Who's Melinda?
No,
Melinda denies. She said, I need one of those robotics widow buttons, please.
Yeah.
What's that all about, Tim?
Well, she hears my voice now, and this is pretty much how we communicate during the robotics season right here. So,
just on the radio. So, all right. So we introduced the teams tonight. Time to showcase some of the kids, right?
Definitely. I think what we're going to do is we're going to we'll let the kids introduce themselves. How long you been involved with FIRST, and then also the school that you, and if it's homeschool or wherever it is, let us know where you're from, because we have a wide range of communities in here. So I'm going to start to my left.
Hi, I'm Eva Schley, and I'm with CW Tech, and I've been with FIRST for 3 years, but CW Tech for 2, and I'm from Lake Michigan Catholic High School.
Marzita, this is my first year on the FIRST Robotics team. I'm on Team Excel, and I currently go to Edwardsburg High School.
I am Devin Harmon. This is my first year in with FIRST, and I go to Coloma High School.
My name is Aaliyah Bakerson. I am on Team Excel, and this is my second year with FIRST Robotics.
My name's Kara Woods. This is my second year with FIRST Robotics on the CW Tech Robotarians, and I go to Waterfleet High School.
Hi, this is Audrey Bakerson. I'm on Team Excel. This is my second year, and I go to the Mathematics and Science Center.
Hi, I'm Kayleen Dahlke. This is my fourth year working with the team. I'm a freshman from Coloma.
So, wait a second. Fourth year, but you're a freshman. You have to give a little bit more explanation. Are you just a freshman who's trying really hard, or?
No, I've been working with my brother a lot in robotics, and we also had an FTC team.
Okay.
And I was a driver for that.
For those that are listening, what is an FTC team?
It's FIRST Tech Challenge. It's, I believe, 6th through 8th grade, and you basically build a smaller version of our bots for the game of that year.
Okay. And Ray and I, we had mentioned earlier that, you know, in the state of Michigan, we have 508 high school teams, FRC teams. There's an additional 426 FTC teams. So there's 934 teams from grade 6 through 12 within the state of Michigan. And did you help at the FTC event that we hosted back in December?
I did. I worked all day concession. It was kind of a mess.
Kind of a mess. But the event came off without a hitch. Nobody was hurt. So thank you guys for introducing yourselves. What I'd like to talk about is
first of all, as a judge advisor, I'm involved with the awards that get handed out. And basically all I do is I pull together a group of judges. Amber Lehman, who is chiming in on Facebook, it was one of those judges. And there were a couple of awards that were won by the teams in the room here. So maybe somebody from Team Excel and then somebody from CW Tech, tell us about the award that your team won. So we'll start with CW Tech right across from me, Audrey. Excel. I'm sorry. I'm reading the shirt and not reading the shirt.
All right. Well, we actually won the engineering award, which is, I think, because of our claw mechanism. I keep calling it the climber, but it's our claw.
Mm-hmm.
And our intake area. So we have a great center of balance. That's why we weren't as one of the tippier bots. And we're able to take in our cube and really lock it in.
Go ahead and slide closer up to the microphone.
Yeah, pull that mic up closer.
There you go. Yep.
Just pull it right up.
So we won the engineering award for that part of our robot.
And just out of curiosity, from anyone else from Team Excel also, I mean, do you set goals in the season? I mean, do you have goals to win any of the awards? Is it more focused on how the robot's going to place?
Our main goal was to get a robot out there this year.
So this is the first week of competition for most teams, so that's definitely a goal.
We were definitely working hard until the last minute for our team, but one of our main goals was just to try to get every requirement that we could so that we had the most chances for success this year.
Okay. And Mason?
The award was just a fancy byproduct.
A fancy, fancy byproduct. I don't think we announce it as the fancy byproducts, but we can start doing that if we need to. Then CW Tech got that one right. Now, Team 2959, you guys also picked up an award. Eva, what was that?
So we won the Imagery Award, which is for how your team presents itself, basically, and which was awesome because we had worked hard on a new mascot costume and a specific outfit for the drive team members, which... Few of us stayed up some late nights and painting that, and it was very cool to get that, and the first time we've ever gotten it as a team.
So, Devin, were you a part of that process of staying up to painting, designing? What were you involved with there?
I mainly did the safety cart. I just painted that. I didn't paint the helmets or not.
And Kara's waving over to Kara. Were you a part of that?
Well, the safety cart design, I kind of dragged him in to help me because he was just a bystander, not doing anything.
I was whatever I needed to be.
It was a team player. He was a team player. So, so those are the awards that happen there. Now let's talk a little bit about performance out on the actual field of play. And Aaliyah, you talked about we just wanted to get a robot out there. So maybe describe to those who might be listening or watching on Facebook. Since this was week one event really for each of you, the teams, correct? You'll go to another, at least one or two events. So let's expand upon a little bit just wanting to have a robot working. What was the thoughts as you unloaded on Thursday and started to open up the robot? Talk about that a little bit.
It was definitely a nerve-wracking process. I didn't know what to expect coming into it because last year I didn't have as critical a role on the team. Whereas this year, I was like, it's up to us. Like, this is what we built. This is what we have to perform with. This is what it all comes down to. And it's just...
So let's fast forward then. I mean, it's quite a weighty thing to think about. Now you're going through and you're receiving the award and you're high-fiving the judges. I mean, did you envision that that's where you guys were going to be sitting?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Mason? Is not where you guys were thought. I mean, once again, it was just the, what was that you just said it was? The
fancy byproduct?
Fancy byproduct. So.
Awesome. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Tim, put your glasses on. We got a couple of comments that came in on the Facebooks. Hey, Devin, who's Jared? who's Jared?
Jared's who we thought we were going to get today, and we got Devin.
Unfortunately, you guys are stuck with me.
Yeah, do you want to know what Jared said? He said, shout out to Devin. What a stud. Kim says this is cool. And then Michelle chimed in and put a nice description about she's a Team Excel mom and very proud of them. They put in a lot of hard work, and it's fun to watch their confidence and growth. Thanks for that comment. And then Kim chimed in and said, my daughter, part of the Dowagiac Chief Donators, and we watched the event Saturday. It's awesome to see their team. So if you've got a comment or a question, post it on Facebook Live. And we'll take a break. Be back with more Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, 6:36 Tuesday night. Ray Gustafson, Tim Dunai in the studio. This is Robotics Roundtable, brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown and Vicki Holt at True Blue Financial, Lane Automotive and Lakeshore Public Schools. We're on the air live right now, and we're also on Facebook Live. If you'd like to chime in and post a comment or a question or give a shout-out to somebody, we welcome that. We'll try to read those on the air as the evening progresses. We've got about another 25 minutes or so. Tim, who's our teams in the studio tonight?
I got to add one thing before we do that. Kim Robinson, or Robinson, from the Chief Donators, who commented, her daughter's on the team. Team 5182, we want to have them on the air on the 27th of March. So this is our official invitation. So.
Oh, and on the air invitation.
There you
go. Put it in your calendar.
There we go. On the air, it's our version of the Bachelor.
So. On the 27th.
Yeah, exactly. So in the room with us is Team 2959 CW Tech Robotarians and Team 2474 Team Excel from Niles. Some successful teams this weekend. What we want to do is, you know, we take this opportunity every time to have the students maybe give a shout out to somebody that that has either encouraged them, inspired them, somebody who supported them, whether it's sponsors, whether it's mentors, whether it's a mom or dad who supported them. So the kids were all thinking, like, who do I thank? I don't know who to thank. So a default, always go for the parents, okay? So we're going to start around the room. Kayleen, we're going to start with you, and let us know who you'd like to give a shout-out to.
I want to thank our sponsor, Eagle Technologies, for giving us the facility last year. I want to thank all of our sponsors, which includes Eagle Technology, AEP, Berrien Risa, and John Scott Insurance, along with Vickers and Red Rabbit, especially Vickers and Red Rabbit, since they really helped us with our frame, and especially Corey, who works there, for helping us supply with all of our parts.
That would be our good friend Corey Carolla, who's a big supporter of FIRST. Sorry, Kara, go ahead.
I would like to thank OSCO for giving us a facility this year and also our mentors to help bring our crazy ideas to life.
Very good.
I would like to thank our mentors, of course, the one that we have sitting here today, but the two that couldn't make it here today, Rick and Mike, have started the team and been here the whole way supporting us, physically having our back with coaching. It's just been a great experience.
All right, Devin, payback time.
Oh, yay. I'd like to thank Edgewater Automation for sponsoring us and helping us out and giving us mentors.
I get to thank all the parents who have allowed the children to miss the last 2 months' worth of dinners. And probably all of the students who are willing to miss those 2 months of dinners as well. Thank you, guys.
Very good. Very good. Eva?
I would like to thank Whirlpool for supporting us with mentors and temporarily housing us in the old Mosaic building that they now own. And I'm just very thankful that they let us do that.
Now, some of you said missing dinners, but you ate pretty well over the past couple of months, did you not? Am I correct on that?
Had any time to eat.
Well, if you had time. But no, they fed you pretty well. You had, what, pizza and
pizza and some pizza.
And some pizza.
And some more pizza.
And some more pizza, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and walking tacos.
Walking tacos. Eva added something here, because I've seen this with a lot of the teams. The meals, some of the meals, I mean, parents kind of coming to feed you. You want to speak to that?
Us as a team, we get actual dinners mostly provided by Q's lovely wife. And sometimes a team member will be like, you know, I feel like bringing something in. Like our dear teammate Aria brought in some really good cookies one day, and they were amazing. So we just... It's a team effort. You bring in some food for the team, and then everybody eats well, and everybody's happier to do their work.
So does it tend to be, I've seen some teams where the team dinner actually kind of happens before doing a lot of the work and stuff, and it's almost the sitting down with family. Have you guys had that experience? Eva's waving her hand like maybe not such a good family experience, but Kayleen?
After every competition, we usually have a team dinner, and it's kind of like sitting down at Thanksgiving with family members you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, so when you're in St. Joseph and you conclude an event, if you're a Robotarians, you usually end up at Chili's.
Yes.
I'm just saying because that's where the judge advisor's family went too, and I saw most of them.
And we wouldn't turn away sponsorship from Chili's for that comment.
Michelle chimed in on Facebook Live, said Mason's supplies the donuts, the pretty good donuts as well.
Well, yeah. I have to do something.
Just the topping.
You're
just the topping.
Don't you
so.
Work. No, I'm just joking.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about the competition. We talked a little bit earlier, Leah, about the competition. Maybe some of the CW Tech folks join in. How you guys thought the competition went, what you thought your robot was going to do when you got there, and then as you progressed throughout the weekend. And I'll let anybody that wants to jump in, Kara, you want to jump in, or Devin, in regards to how the robot performed?
Can I actually say something?
Yes, you can. So microphone's in front of you.
I was actually really proud of our team because originally when we got there, we weren't the lever, right? Scale. Our scale wasn't working, but by the end of it, we actually got our scale working.
So the scale is a piece of the field?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe describe for anybody that's listening, you know, the pieces of the game. So we start out in autonomous mode, and we have a switch and then a scale. Who wants to talk a little bit about that?
So our game basically is you have these blocks in autonomous, you program your robot, and you're not allowed to touch the controller. You stand behind a line, and you let the code run.
For how long?
Is it 15 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
30?
15.
Okay. 15 seconds. And there are certain portions where you can get ranking points during the autom, and there's also tele-op where you're actually in control of your robot, and you get to drive, place cubes in the vault, switch, or scale. And it's 1 second per 1 point per second when you have ownership of the scale and switch, or either one. The vault, you can get power-ups, and power-ups can help your team dramatically, well, your alliance dramatically during that time. At the end of the match, there's a climbing portion where your robot can climb onto the scale and defeat the...
the big boss.
Yeah, the boss. And there's Levitate, where it gives a robot a free climb.
So you're describing what sounds like a video game. Is that kind of what's happening here?
Yeah.
So for those that haven't seen, if you go up and do a search on just FRC 2018 game, you'll see that the game is, the robot game is based around being in a 8-bit video game, which is hilarious because when I mentioned 8-bit video game, even to some of the judges, Ray, they didn't realize we actually started at 8-bit. They thought it was like everything was 16 or 32-bit. So, Team Excel, do you guys want to talk a little bit about how you guys perform? I mean, you know, the climbing aspects of the game, or maybe even the autonomous mode. How did you guys strategize to do that?
Well, basically, I coded all the autonomous. I'm the only one on our team that was able to code the autonomous.
So and was the autonomous successful?
We were successfully able to do both sides of the switch, and we have everything laid out for an auto scale.
Okay.
But it's just because it was going to be a 2-cube scale autonomous, but we were only able to get it to go up to the actual scale and place a cube. And so we are still working on it coming back and grabbing another cube at the same time.
So if I describe it for people, there's a switch, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure out why they were calling it a switch, and then it just dawned on me. It's like it's a great big toggle switch. It's either down one side or the other side. And the determining where you're going to go, the field determines if it's going to be which side. There's a light that says it's either the blue side or the red side, and then you want to put the cubes onto, if you're the blue alliance, you want to put them onto the blue side. So there needs to be some communications between the field of play and your code to get a signal and say, okay, now I'm going to go to either the left or right side, correct?
Yes, especially because every single time the game starts, the field is randomly changed based on which side has which color.
Now, you had mentioned that you programmed. How did you learn how to program this thing? I mean, you didn't just step up in front of the computer and start typing in a way and it worked, right?
Well, I have been I've previously had knowledge of knowing how to program C++, C#, JavaScript, HTML, CSS.
And how'd you learn all of that?
Some of them have been through the Math and Science Center. We do some courses there, but a lot of it has just been my own teaching off the internet. But learning how to code the robot, I basically had to go off of last year's code and as well as a lot of code off the FIC website because it is pretty much completely different except for the concepts that are being run with it.
So when you looked at the code from last year, was it documented code or did you have to decipher based upon statements that were in there what was the intent of that code?
Let's just say a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Last year's programmers, kind of funny people. But...
Okay, well, this is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Robotics Roundtable in just a minute. Don't forget, we're on Facebook Live right now. If you've got a comment or a question or you'd like to watch along with us, go to WSJM News on Facebook, and you can see Robotics Roundtable live here tonight. We'll take a break. Be back with more right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Six 50 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. Ray Gustafson, Tim Dunai in the studio. Brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown, Vicki Holtz of True Blue Financial, Lane Automotive, and Lakeshore Public Schools. And Tim, we were talking about actually some coding going into the break here, and how the coding that's going on, and Tim's playing with his Facebook Live, and there's just a little bit of a delay.
Technology,
on his,
wow.
Yeah, so we tell the kids to turn their phones and computers off, and then Tim's sitting here with his laptop on doing the whole Facebook thing. So.
I'm watching myself on Facebook. It's
that,
so cool.
Yeah.
It's like,
all I can see is the top of my head.
So I wanted to go around the room and kind of get the thought from the students here as far as the season continues on. You've completed 1 week. And now, what are the thoughts as you get ready for your next event? How many weeks away is that next event? And what do you guys have going on between now and then? We'll start over here. Kayleen again.
In 3 weeks, we go to Shepherd. And personally, I'm hoping that our robot actually can do some of the stuff that we're planning on fixing. And I'm hoping that we do pretty good with Chairman's because we are going to work on that too.
So Chairman's Award is an interview that you are you a part of the Chairman's Award?
I am.
Okay, so that is that's the most prestigious award that can be given out at an event that automatically qualifies your team to go in this case to the state championship with your robot also competing. So and the CW Tech team has won that 2 years ago, correct, Dale? Okay, so good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Thank you,
Audrey.
So we're actually going in 3 weeks to Kentwood. So end of the month, and for improvements on our bot, let's just say it's going to involve two things, carbon fiber and glitter.
And what was it? And glitter?
I'm getting my glitter in one way or the other. By the end of the season, it's going to have glitter.
Very
on
good.
It.
Kara, so what are you focused on?
Well, I'm focused on with Kayleen is getting our safety cart up and running again. Like, we had it done, but we're going to add more things to it and get it in the center of the pit so more people can use it and see where it's going. A safety cart has all the necessary supplies in case someone gets injured during the competitions, and we're planning on hopefully getting an AED for our cart sometime in the future. We're just working on that.
So there's, you know, the blue shirts, that's the group of judges that I lead, and there's a group of judges that are the red shirts. So you basically have to be ready to interview with multiple groups of judges, correct?
Yes. The red shirts are our safety advisors that we have to check into at the beginning of the competition. And then they come to us and ask us, like, what are we doing with our safety program? And they seemed really enthused about our safety cart at the St. Joe competition.
Very good.
Oh, we have been training almost our whole entire team for the CPR and AED certified. At the middle school event that we hosted, we hosted 30 minutes training sessions to get most of the community certified for CPR.
Very good, very good. And, I mean, we've talked about before, Ray, this is more than robots, and it's part of a slogan, but it is, I mean, some of the things that the students become involved in, the people that they get to meet, the folks who do the safety advisors are UL safety guys. So these are the people that they're going to see in community and in business that want the students to be safe as they're doing all of these exercises. Aaliyah,
talk a little bit. We were talking about Mason doing the coding, and here's an interesting thing because there's a lot of dynamics that get flipped on end. What is your function on the team?
This entire season, I've been on building because we only have 5 total members as students. So with Mason here doing all the coding and Milo doing all the wiring, that leaves 3 of us for everything else.
So is this the first year that you've done build? Did you participate with build at all last year?
Last year, I was, with my sister, the only 2 scouts for our team.
Okay. So stepping in, did you know starting this season, I'm going to be a part of build? And how much of a challenge was that for you, if at all?
I did know because my brother was the year before, and I'm the next oldest. With that, I wasn't expecting to be able to do what I can now. I've learned so much.
Just in since the beginning of January when we did the FRC kickoff and everything was revealed, just from January till now.
I went from what's a wrench to let me rebuild that motor in 5 seconds.
5 seconds is pretty impressive. So you did that 5 seconds thing. You got a little bit of marketing spin there, too. I can make it happen real quick. So, Devin, what have you taken away from this season?
Oh, crap.
Deep thought.
Breathe. Yeah, got to think about
that. It's right there. Devin, what have you taken away from this season?
Well, we've helped out our community quite a bit, and I really appreciate that. We testified at the Senate, correct? Yeah. Over a bill for CI, which is convergence insufficiency.
And what is convergence insufficiency? Give us a little description of what that is.
Commonly mistaken for dyslexia, but it's where the words don't really match up together. It's a thing with your eyesight.
So it's a little bit, because I've talked to the team a little bit, and actually the students have educated me on this, and that is, you know, if I'm looking right now at the computer screen besides my face here, but the letters, and after a bit of time, both eyes aren't focused on those letters, which can then lead to headaches, could lead to things that look like somebody's not paying attention, but actually it's something that can be resolved pretty quickly, correct?
Yes.
Mason, what have you taken away from this year? Aside from being the coding god, what else have you taken away from this year?
I guess I've learned to better use my hands with an Xbox controller. I've never really been a console player. I've always been a PC gamer type person.
So explain to those listening who aren't why the Xbox controller. What is that? How is that important with what you're doing?
So Aaliyah drives the actual robot, and I do everything else, making the whole lift go forward, go up, wheels come in, arms close, and whatnot. I make all that happen with an Xbox controller while Aaliyah is driving the robot. And that's also allowed me to better my communication skills as well, because we've definitely had to get on a better level of knowledge with each other to be able to communicate that.
Yeah,
fast.
The two of you trying to make the robot move as one unit.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Eva.
What are we...
So what did
take away from
it? Oh, well, talking about the thing we did at Senate, that just kind of drove home like how important this is and how much of a difference we can make, even though we're just in high school and we're a freshman or sophomore or junior, like we're not into the world yet. We can still make a difference with this bill 411 for convergence insufficiency.
So the bill, maybe you can kind of help me recap here. That bill, that's something that you guys worked on throughout the course of really last season, and it led into a meeting with Fred Upton and also with Senator John Prose, and then you were on the floor of the Michigan State Senate with John Prose leading, and there was, go ahead. You're giving me the no shake, so you take it from here.
John Prose actually... told us about this bill that one of his fellow senators had set up, and he had gotten us in there. He was not actually running it, but the bill doesn't just cover convergence insufficiency. It covers a wide range of eye issues that can be tested for in elementary school.
Tim, you want to thank our teams tonight?
I do want to thank you guys for being here. I really wish tonight was a 2-hour show because I think we could definitely do it. Thank you guys very much. And best of luck to you guys as you continue on through the rest of the season.
Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Wausau Homes in Stevensville, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Luke Brown, Vicki Holt at LPL Financial, Lane Automotive, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll be back next Tuesday night at 6 for more Robotics Roundtable right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.